Chuck. Let's get this show started, shall we? And this is TwoGuysRadio.com!
Yes, right, brother.
I don't know if that's Hulk Hogan or Macho Randy Man Savage. Who's that?
It's Macho Hogan.
Oh, Macho Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, or Hulk.
Stay step, say step into a Slim Jim, brother.
Step into a Slim Jim, brother.
Sounds more like Hogan, though.
Yeah.
We got a third guest here. He's been on the show before. Remember last time he was on our show?
It's completely boring.
Very
We're better off inviting a zombie.
Very enlightening.
That or just having one of the puppets standing there.
Question is, does he have legs? And does he have a gun on him?
Him or the puppet?
No, him.
Well, the puppet doesn't have legs.
He might have
and
a
if
gun.
If he had
then.
A gun, that would have worked out perfect.
That would be, because then anybody in the bathroom would be dead!
Bang, bang.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the joke?
He doesn't
Do you understand
get it.
The pun?
I don't understand.
Our guest is like, I don't understand nothing.
Sound like Hotel Transylvania.
All right, okay.
What's
our
the
first...
joke?
Oh, come on!
I don't get the joke.
You didn't hear
Did
about
you watch
the
news?
You didn't hear about the crippled guy that shot his wife through the bedroom
the
door.
Model you mean
oh the model
oh yes the South African guy
yes
oh sure. It makes sense now. I didn't know he was South
oh,
African
that. Yeah,
well
South
that makes
African.
Perfect sense to me now.
He's South that's a law in South
it's
Africa.
Over diamonds.
That's a law in Africa.
She thought
South
that,
Africa
he thought that she took his diamonds.
Like the phone call. Did you imagine the phone call when he called 911?
That's the first thing they ask.
I know.
Are they stealing your diamonds?
Well, that and it's like sir, do you have legs? No. Okay, do you have
shoot
a gun
him.
Yeah,
shoot him.
Start shooting.
Yeah, start shooting. So,
are you missing your legs and your penis? Yeah, then shoot yourself.
That's about right. That is about correct. So welcome
doesn't
to the show.
Doesn't make any sense, though. It's totally dumb.
What's dumb?
Well, the guy's defense is that he was thought he heard an intruder in the bathroom.
If I didn't have no legs,
panicked.
I'd shoot anything that moved.
Okay, but if your girlfriend was there,
do you know? Did he? Did he ever
first?
Say that he knew she was there?
No.
He
yeah,
said,
because
no.
He said that he realized it was her. When he rolled over and said, oh, she's not here.
But the first thing you would do is someone you sleep with, wouldn't you be, hey.
Wait, I hear a noise. She's missing. Somebody just died. Oh, shit.
I just
her.
Put it together. Yeah. Oh, no. The best part is, after he shoots her,
he
then
solved
he puts
his own
his,
mystery.
Well, then he puts his legs on to check.
There you go.
Like, his blade,
his plastic
legs. Run the hell out of there.
Yeah. He's like, now I can put my legs on. I just killed someone.
What it is, no, what it was, he wanted to kill her. But then he set it up and dragged her in the hallway, shut the door, and then made the whole story up.
Well, fucking thank you, Batman. But damn.
I would do
no,
that.
No, I heard the same thing. I heard he pulled her out of the bathroom and carried her downstairs.
He did.
With
there's
no
like
legs.
A bloody
well,
cricket bat,
it.
Too. What's the cricket
no, well,
bat?
Well, the thing is, he's the one that cricket. Says the story about pulling her out of the bathroom.
Oh.
I mean, I but know. Yeah, that's just it. He put his legs on, goes downstairs, and calls security. So your first instinct isn't to call security first? Is someone in my bathroom?
No,
oh,
my first instinct would be to roll over. Hey, babe, there's someone yeah. in the bathroom. Go check it out. I got no legs.
I don't even think I would have did that. I would have been like, hey. Hey. Okay.
Not even that. I think this is what he said. Don't come upstairs. There's somebody in our bathroom. I'm about to shoot. Stay downstairs.
Bam, bam.
She's, are you coming upstairs now?
Well, you got to think. How much time did she have to react to say, hey, it's me, before he shot her?
He swears he called out her name.
That's what he
said.
Highly doubtful. What, does she fucking have an iPod on?
No, I think she may have taken one of those. You ever take one of those dumps?
She's in the middle of
deaf,
a. She's in the middle of a pusher.
20 minutes after you shit?
She's in the middle of a pusher, so she couldn't talk.
You ever taken one of those? You ever taken,
now, I would shoot somebody in the bathroom if I heard that.
But you ever taken a dump where you're. You ever taken a dump with a headache, and when you do push it out, it like...
Your headache goes away?
No, it literally amplifies like 1,000.
Everything goes dark, and then you hear ringing
you
noises.
You just black out?
You like, wake up on the floor like Elvis?
You gotta pray that the hamper's in front of you so you don't fall off the toilet.
Right?
You just fall into the hamper.
Right? He's definitely guilty.
Just like that other story we were talking about. The guy,
the
preacher that
the
killed
preacher
both of his wives.
Killed both his wives and
Who?
Got away with it.
Yeah.
Who did that one?
You hear about that?
No.
Apparently, there was a preacher guy. He's a preacher in the church. And he killed two of his wives.
So he a Mormon? Was he a Mormon?
No, he's a Christian.
He's a Christian. He killed his first wife, and then magically, his second wife died the same exact way. Same exact circumstances, same hits in the face, everything.
Wow.
But like I was telling him last week, the only reason why he got caught It's because some detective decided to investigate and look at the pictures of the car. Because the way he said she died was they got into a car crash and they hit a tree. And, like, the bumper was scratched. But for some reason, this girl's face was completely flat.
Basically, her head was, like, completely
like, he
smashed
fucking
in.
Smashed the shit out of her face. But there's nothing wrong with him. And the car's got a scratch on the bumper. But the only thing that clued off to authorities that maybe this isn't right is the detective was like, hey, there's change in that cup holder. Why isn't the change scattered everywhere?
And that's basically, you have to understand, he figured this out, like
hell
years
later. Yeah.
Because he like, oh, look at the cold case. Hey, why are there quarters? And the car looked like it had no damage.
Nothing.
Were the airbags out or
nothing? Nope. And there was so much blood on her side, you know. Because the story is, when he got out of the car, he just called for help. Like, hey, somebody, hey, no one's coming, honey. Just go ahead.
Just sit there and die.
Yeah, die.
Yeah, so basically he...
So after he did the quarter thing, he decided to go to the house and do his little blood-looking thing. And when he looked in the garage, there was, like, blood everywhere. But you could tell that somebody had cleaned it up, and then that was it. But he killed the first wife and the second wife with the same weapon. Same way, same weapon, everything.
No. Oh, crowbar to the side of the head.
Same exact spot, everything.
The first one was crowbar to the side of the head and push her down the stairs to make it look like an accident. Wow. Second one was crowbar to the side of the head, put her in a car. Crash it. Saying that there was a deer on the street. What you doing? Oh, hey, go.
And we're back.
Go.
Sorry, I had a seizure.
Yeah, he had a seizure.
It makes me sound like a robot, but nothing to worry
about. So the crowbar to the side of the head, car crash, and the big picture thing was...
The double whammy.
He killed his wife so he can get with another woman that's a parishioner in the church, and then that woman's husband killed himself when he found out about the affair, but he killed himself inside the church office to make a point. What was the point?
What point? That you can break into some place and hang yourself?
Bam! No, he shot himself.
Oh, he shot himself. Yeah.
He was black. Wow. He couldn't have hanged himself. That'd be just wrong.
He wasn't. What?
I just making
If he was black, white. He should have just jumped into some water. He would have drowned his ass.
Wow. Wow. Oh, this is turning into the Django episode.
We do not talk like that on this show. That is...
Racial profiling is not okay.
Our guest straight up pulled out the KKK card.
Drowned him.
What's a KKK card?
I don't know. It's just a white reference for white power, maybe? I don't know.
No, he's just saying black people can't swim.
Oh, okay. Thank you. He cleared that up. He can't defend himself, I guess.
That look on his face?
He did have a look on his face. Like, oh, what do I say here?
Oh, I got a shit.
Well, you're right. They can't swim. You ever seen a black guy in the Olympics on part of a swimming team? I've never seen one. Ever.
They can run, though.
You can't run on water.
I'm just saying, they can run, though. They can't swim, but they can run.
What if there's another ice age and all the ice melts?
I guess the world's problems would be solved.
Oh, shit. Wow.
You like that?
You know, the NBA would be more three-pointers.
It'd be less interesting.
Uh-huh. A lot more passing in the NFL.
A lot of opening positions. I'm applying.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You gotta have a Russian last name, though.
Mexicans would make it.
You'd get signed instantly if you had a Russian last name.
For what?
For basketball.
That's true.
Or, I'm sorry, not just Russian. Just anything European.
Like a Stojakovic?
Yeah. Just make some name you can't even fucking pronounce.
Ikariski at the end?
Yeah. A what?
Ikariski?
Hey, you know, I saw Pau Gasol's brother for the first time the other day.
What'd you think?
I was like, how the fuck did he end up on this team when I just seen him on the Lakers? Because I thought it was Pau.
Well, they looked that.
They looked fucking hell alike, dude.
Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
On the Grizzlies.
Yeah. I was like, how the fuck? Because they were showing highlights. So I saw Pau, and then it was like, okay, we're going to go to this game. And then I was like, how the fuck is he doing?
Pau.
But his brother's taller than him, though.
Pau.
What?
Gasol.
Pau. That's how I should introduce Gasol. Him. Pau. And Gasol. Now, at forward for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Pau. Gasol.
That's it. That's fantastic. You guys are good. You guys are good. Two guys and a baby? What is this show called here?
It's 2.5 Men.
Oh!
Get it?
Ooh. Wow.
Do-do-do. We're talking about what? 1.5 part?
I'm missing my testicles.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take a break here on Two Guys Radio. That's our first segment about... You know, the whole first segment was about...
It was about fried chicken.
Killing women.
And blacks.
And the download count gets higher.
That or We get shut down.
By who?
By who?
We're by on the CD network.
By the NAACP.
N-A what?
N-A-A-C-P, whatever the fuck.
What?
Can't oh, the NAACP.
The NAACP.
I like how you combined the NCAA and the NAACP.
I don't know.
Which you're not that far off, because in the NCAA, about 90% of the players are black.
Close enough. I'll take that.
Well, there you go. We'll be right back here on Two Guys Radio.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsors. Two Guys Radio, where anything can happen.
Feeling thirsty? During the break, grab yourself an ice-cold Bud Light. The only drink that'll make you enlighten your brain and heighten your senses. Bud Light, proud sponsors of Two Guys Radio, Nutso and Chuck.
Damn it. Stupid antenna never wants to get shit.
Tired of listening to that radio station with the static coming in? Why don't you come stream us live at twoguysradio.com, where there's no static, no delay, and nothing but a good time.
Twoguysradio.com. Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
Two Guys Radio.
Oh, we've been recording all the time?
Two Guys Radio. Yeah, we're recording, numbnuts.
Oh, shit.
Welcome back to Two Guys Radio.
Shit's getting real over here. Racism's got to stop.
We got it.
What the
fuck? That's true. This is a very what do we call this?
You can't be racist if you're not white. You can say whatever the fuck you want if you're not white.
If you're not right, you know why? Because it's not racism. It's your prejudice.
Is that the legit term?
It is.
I'm not racist. I'm just prejudiced.
Yeah. I'm not a racist. When's the last time you see me in NASCAR?
Because I can't wear a sheet over my head. I'm not racist.
Just say that for now on. I'm not racist.
I'm not racist. I'm going to take a left turn. Yeah,
I'm different. I don't just make right turns.
I'm a lefty.
Wait, in NASCAR, they don't do left turns, right? The whole
left
time?
Left turns only.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the most intense job ever.
Uh-huh. I love when they call them athletes. I'm an athlete.
You know how hard it takes me to prepare these buns for a six-hour drive?
For 6 hours? I have to drive to Disneyland for training.
Sit on a roller coaster all day, bro.
So, welcome back to the show, Two Guys. Hey, you guys hear about the NFL Combine draft?
Yeah.
The player that came out?
Mantide. No, guy from Colorado.
The player that said that a team asked him one of the questions. Asked him, do you like girls?
Yeah.
That was a question they asked him. And, I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think that's right? And they asked him a question like that?
Yeah, girls. I think the reason they asked
him.
Or
what?
Yeah, it's gay screen.
What did he say?
Oh,
obviously he said he likes girls.
I don't know what he said.
I think the reason they asked him.
He said pandas to the rescue.
Who?
What?
He said pandas to the rescue.
Pandas?
Pandas.
Shut up. Okay,
just read the back of my cup.
Well, no, I think the reason they asked him is because Manti Te'o.
Well, yeah, of course.
They're asking to see if he is, and I think he's gay.
I don't care if he's gay. I just feel like if you're a guy being interviewed and they ask you that,
none of your goddamn business.
Are you violated? Do you feel like you're violated? Do you feel like you answer it?
Well, if you were gay, you'd feel violated.
Do you answer it in a different way? So, like, do you like girls?
Sure.
That's it, right?
That's it, sure.
Only on Sundays.
Right?
So, like, how much elaborate do I need to get?
You could be saying, oh, yeah, I like some girls. Some girls are annoying. They nag. Make me want to go to Home Depot, buy a wood chipper. Those type of bitches. I don't like those bitches. Those are the ones we don't like. Intern, what do you got to say?
Maybe you want to hit one with a crowbar, sit her in the front seat, crash car.
But take the quarters out first, or at least scatter them.
The corners.
Scatter them everywhere.
Last conversation, have just a bag of pennies in the back, and explode it.
That's how she died. When I crashed, officer,
pennies smashed
the bag
her
of
head.
Pennies smashed the back of her head.
Like a 20-pound bag of pennies.
I was going to go to Coinstar. The bitch would have stopped nagging. So I went to Home Depot and got a wood chipper. So you telling me that I'm gay? Like, what?
That's a perfect conversation.
You know what? We're going to draft you.
He's
a beast. He'll kill somebody. He's a beast. So, I don't like to say.
In other draft news, Alex Smith might be going to the Chiefs.
He's gone. No, he is.
He's gone.
Question mark.
It's not official yet, though. It won't be official till March.
Well, they have to wait. They have to wait till, I think, is that draft day? I don't even know. When is the draft? Who cares, right?
I don't know.
Exactly. The draft is, what, like 4 days now? Starts on a Thursday to a Sunday?
I don't know shit about sports.
Do you have friends that watch the draft?
No. I've tried to watch it. This shit's boring. What
the hell for?
No, but I know one guy that watches the draft, okay?
And he sits there.
He watches every minute of the draft.
He acts like he's there. He'll be like, oh, yeah, good pick.
Oh, yeah. Watch
the NBA draft?
No, the four-day NFL. I watched the NBA draft. It's like 4 hours.
What about the announcement day or whatever? Do you know anybody who watches that crap?
Stupid shit. No.
That's retarded. Why do they air any of this stuff? Who cares?
There's some people who watch it.
Retarded.
But I don't want to know what... I don't want to know what high school Jerome Simpson's going to go to in Compton. You know, I'm going to Oklahoma. Like, I give a shit. You're not going to fucking graduate, so shut up.
2 years tops.
You're going to pull the whole... Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try to play 2 years and leave.
Two years tops. Academic probation, he's gone.
Yeah. Smoking weed, stealing some white kid's laptop.
Perfect. Sounds like a fun time.
Over. What do you say, guest?
Oh, no, I just want to get back to the... Just
he's
real
going
quick.
Back.
Titeo thing. Right. His whole story is all fake and made up.
Well, yeah, the catfish.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened was he said he'd had a girlfriend because he's the captain of Notre Dame. Of course, the captain of Notre Dame is going to have chicks,
right?
He's talking
about the guy that lied about his girlfriend for like
she
died.
3 years saying she had cancer.
Well, she died twice. She died once of cancer and once in a car accident.
Well, no, the second time, the cancer, she came back.
No, I know... Really?
She died, but she... He's writing his own story.
The Pope resurrected her.
Yeah, that was the Pope's final act before he retired.
Yeah.
To say Meditatio's
said, that's all I need to do and I'm out. I'm gone. If you don't believe, then fuck off.
But I think what happened is that guys were at, hey, is your girlfriend coming to the draft? Your girlfriend coming to the draft? So he had to make some shit up.
She'll be here in spirit.
Oh, wait, but wait a second. She got in a car accident.
No, but she died during the season.
Yeah, probably because the draft was coming.
How many times do you think she died that wasn't publicly known that he told
other people? Times. His coach, like in week six of the... She coming this time? Ooh, she got shot in the bathroom. What? My friend had no legs. He was hella mad. So when I woke up beside him... Are you gay? Wait, no.
I like girls.
Yeah, I like girls.
What? You mean there's a girl in the bathroom?
Yeah. What's going on, Manti? Oh, catfish? What? What does that
Son
even mean?
Of a
I don't even like catfish.
I'm an allergic.
Peter.
Yeah. Allergic.
I have nothing to say, coach. I'm going to masturbate.
I'll just be here. Don't look into my eyes.
Oh, man. I got an update for you. Remember that Walmart guy I told you about? He got caught in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard how he got caught. Let me lay this out. There's a guy that works, not with me, but he works for a beverage company.
He'll remain anonymous.
Yeah.
A who?
Anonymous.
One more time?
Don't you worry about my grammar and the way I pronunciate shit. All right? Anonymous. Deal with it. I'll just fucking leave. I don't need a beer. All right?
So, he's at a Walmart, okay?
Yeah.
And in the middle of an order, he leaves. He, like, tells the person, I gotta go to the restroom.
In the middle of an order of what?
Like, soda. He orders soda.
Like, you know, taking the order, like, you need three cases, four cases.
Oh, he's a sales guy. He's a
so he's like, square dead middle of the conversation. He goes, you know what? I'll be right back.
And he goes to the restroom.
You assume he's gonna take a shit.
So, he has to run to the restroom. So this is how it happened. I found out how it happened. An old man was in the restroom, washing his hands, and he heard somebody go, And he thought somebody was having a heart attack or had trouble because he banged on the thing. He ran out, grabbed the manager, and said, I think somebody needs help in the restroom.
I bet he does.
The manager kicked the door open.
Oh, shit.
He thought the guy needed help.
Laura Croft! And couldn't stop.
No, he said that he was watching porn on his phone and masturbating on top, like above the toilet.
Oh, my God.
That's why this certain salesman is banned from all Walmarts.
Okay, he's still with the company, though?
He got suspended for 3 weeks, no pay.
So he...
He's best buddies the boss.
He in the middle of taking an order, and all of a sudden was like,
I need to go beat off.
You're fucking nuts.
Seriously,
to beat off.
And we all had theories. Like,
like the urge when you gotta take a shit, except for he had to go beat
like,
off.
Like, did he see either A, falling prices got him excited?
The smiley face.
The smiley face.
Rolling back them prices.
Was it just the lady that smiled at him? He's like, okay, you need three of the... Oh, look at her. I'll be right back. All right. Now, do you know any good porn? What? No, nothing. Nothing. I got it. I can handle it.
I got this. I got this.
And then, remember, this guy is also like 350 pounds. And he's 5'8".
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
He's a big guy.
I didn't know he was like some overweight fuck.
Yeah. He's a big guy, like, probably stuck in the stall. Can it really get out? Yeah. The guy's not even dying. The old man
the
saved his life.
The whole fucking stall's shaking.
So yeah, I got an update. How you feel about that?
Well, it's good that we got closure, because we couldn't figure out how he got caught.
Yeah, no.
Well,
here's the funny part. When you just told him, when you just told Chuck he's 350 pounds, he's like, oh, you didn't tell me that. Almost like it's a syndrome and it might happen to him.
No. I pictured some skinny, goofy, pedophile-looking guy jerking off in the bathroom. And I was like, well, how did that guy get caught? You know, but now it just makes it, like, weirder. There's some overweight guy.
Oh, it's just weird.
That makes it weird?
Oh, because he probably doesn't have a girlfriend. Probably just doesn't watch porn.
Oh, he does.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind him.
Now, you want to hear his excuse?
Huh.
It's even better.
Oh, this is going to get good.
He has high blood pressure. So low blood pressure.
So he beats off.
So he beats off to get blood pressure.
He has low blood pressure. His doctor prescribed him Viagra to boost his blood pressure.
What?
And so when he takes it, he feels like he needs to go and jerk himself off.
Well, that makes sense.
So he
has 4 hours. He could have finished his order. Go take care of business.
You gotta go. You gotta go, bro.
Yeah, dude. You just gotta go.
When the poon's calling, you go to the poon.
Uh-huh. Or his hand?
Or in that case, your phone in a hand.
Yeah.
In a dirty
so
cell.
That was his excuse, wow. Was Viagra.
With a fellow senior citizen thinking there's an old man in there having a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
Does he work for this certain beverage company?
No. Oh. You shut your mouth. Okay, he works for 7-Up.
You know what would have been funnier? And if the old man had a life alert, and he's like, hey, man down, it's not me though. I need backup. Fireman.
Boom. What is he? And this guy's big too, so I don't think he was grunting. I don't think he was going, ugh. I think he sounded more like a squealing pig. And the old man ran out. Ma'am, there's a pig dying in the bathroom.
What? I think it's got swine flu.
Kick the door open, and yep, he's playing with his pigtail.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what he should? What he, close the door.
He's probably.
Let's join it in. Get the fuck out.
But if he's that big and they kicked the door, and he probably just felt a little bump.
The door just hit him. Yeah. He's like, what? Hey.
You know what? No, exactly. When it hit him, he was like, oh, shit.
What? Oh, yeah. I better hurry up.
Shit. Oh, well, there we go.
Well, if he was that big, he should have had enough time to turn the porn off and then be like, oh, I'll be able to suck it.
Yeah, I'm just shaking it off.
You know what he should have bought? He should have bought a bottle of water beforehand. So if that happens, he could pour the water. I'm taking a piss here. What's going on here?
Yeah. I don't think he expected somebody to come flying and fucking kick open.
I don't think anybody expected you to go to Walmart bathroom.
Jerk off.
He could have totally played it off though with the grunting. Like, oh, I'm passing kidney stone.
Oh, I was taking a shit.
Yeah. He wasn't sitting down though, was he?
I wasn't there.
His pants are probably all the way down, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, and plus I'm telling you, this guy
facing the toilet.
Well, this guy is big, so once he did find it underneath there. He wasn't letting go.
I found the needle.
Yeah, there it is. You know when they busted it open? Sir, that's your nut. What? Oh, shit.
What would have made this story even better is if they would have kicked up with the door and he would have turned around and jizzed on the manager at Walmart. That would have been like a keeper. And if I was the owner of that company, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck, dude. That's funny. You know what
he does? He does that. He walks by the manager. I won't be coming back.
I think we're going to have to take your orders another day. I got to go.
You have a fun establishment. I shall not be returning.
I like your stores, but I'll be a target from now on.
I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Your soap sucks.
Yeah. So, let's take a break here on Two Guys Radio. Here's a music song for you. That's fantastic. Anything else to say?
Don't jerk off in the Walmart bathroom.
I think they've learned
don't
that.
Get caught.
Well, if you're going to jerk off, don't make any noises or shake the stall.
Keep it quiet, baby.
That's true.
That's the slogan. Keep it quiet, baby.
You know what? Take your shoe off, stuff your mouth in your sock, and go to town.
Gag yourself.
Wow.
Bam! Bring your own gag. Blindfold yourself.
Get a rubber ball. Go to the toy aisle first. Grab a rubber ball. Stuff it in your mouth.
There you go. TwoGuysRadio.com. Remember, use children's toys when you masturbate.
Sound of a dying pig.
We'll be right back.
This is a dinosaur.
as soon as you log on, I'm long gone like the troll that's blown in the wind, friend. Pretend that this life is but a dream, then reality sinks in. The fantasy begins and it never ends. We like to role play, throw on some cold play, go get some drugs and alcohol, fuck up a whole day. Now we trapped in the matrix. Why, big brother, out you making moves, nigga, don't say shit.
Cause it's you that's on my mind. Cause it's you that's on my computer screen. Cause it's you that's on my mind. Cause it's you that's on my mind.
The information age, age. The age of information, but we still enslaved. So let me behave like a coon, bring them goons out and sell dope. That's what they shoving down our throat, so I choke and regurgitate the truest quotes I ever wrote, folk. My crew is loped out without the bandana, yet we keep it cracking like an egg yolk. Nigga, that's Atlanta.
By way of West Savannah,
it's you that's on my computer screen. Cause it's you that's on my mind. And it's you that's on my computer screen. Cause it's you that's on my mind. Cause it's you that's on my mind.
As I scroll through the centerfold, wishing that the screen was three-dimensional. I know it doesn't seem too conventional, but it'll do until I get you in the physical. As I scroll through the centerfold, wishing that the screen was three-dimensional. I know it doesn't seem too conventional, but it'll do until I get you in the physical.
It's you that's on my computer screen. Cause it's you that's on my mind. And it's you that's on my computer screen.
Craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chucks. So without any further ado, back to the show.
TwoGuysRadio.com back on the air.
Hey,
Yep.
Shit, we're back on a sidetrack of business. Hey, can you put your Wi-Fi password in on my phone?
Yeah, sure. It's just my name. Spell it out. Not sure if you know how to.
Is that the double F or the one F? One
F.
I'm sorry, the double T or the one T?
Double T, one F, capital L.
All
right, now, viewers or listeners, guess my name.
What's the name of your ship?
Linksys. Linksys, yeah. Hey, we have a guest for this episode. I'm waiting for our guest. He has some topics, too.
Yep. Sorry.
No problem. He's connecting to my internet at the moment as we are live in studio.
We're in the studio right now, all together. No Skype, Voodoo, or Ovu.
Yeah, that kind of screwed us up.
Voodoo, no strings.
Oh.
Rapper.
So hello there, guest. Don't call him by his name. He's just guest.
Don't call him by his slave name.
Mm-mm. Guest.
Slave name.
So guest.
You're a slave.
Yeah, yeah, guest. Yeah. Why don't you let us know what's going down, guest?
The slave at Home Depot.
We brought you on for a reason, guest.
Yeah.
The best midnight snack. Oh, I like that one.
You like that?
Yeah. So welcome to the show, Two Guys Radio. What?
Oh, I didn't show you. My bad. I'm being all rude. I'm sorry about that.
And our topic now is the Pope.
Anytime snack.
The Pope retired, and he left, and
I don't like it.
Hey, what's up?
I don't like it.
Why? Why not? Here we go. He's in the talk. Shh, quiet.
Here he goes.
Because he said he retired because he was
sick. This shit's boring. Because what?
He was ill. He couldn't do his job.
He's old. The guy's like 85 years old.
Pope John Paul II died as a pope. He couldn't even lift his head for the last 12 years.
They all died as a pope.
Except for one, like the year
He's the only guy that got out the game early. He's like a smart drug dealer.
The dude, first of all, he was nominated at 78.
First of all, how bad are your feelings going to be hurt when you haven't been nominated yet? And then when you're about to die, they're like, oh, hey, you go ahead and be the pope.
Yeah. And why do you choose a guy that's so old if you want a guy to last a long time? Why can't you pick a guy that's like in his 50s that can give you a good 35 years?
Does it really matter?
I don't want to be...
What does a pope do? What does it matter?
Insensitive to religion here.
What do you do?
I don't want to be insensitive to religion here, but
he stops.
Age doesn't matter because they think if it's legit, the Lord will keep them alive to do his bidding.
Yeah, but he...
Shut the fuck up.
He...
You like how I said it all evil? To do his bidding.
Doesn't he really do the same thing that a priest does, honestly?
Yeah, he runs a bigger house.
I literally could not figure out what they do, what that guy does. He goes on the port or on the balcony.
He's just.
He works at Benihana. He flips the shrimp.
He works
at
Benihanas. They got magic hats.
He's just the face. He's like the.
Okay, let's take it back to Peter. Take it back to the.
We're not. Our intern is trying
this
to give
just
us.
Just in.
What happened?
Our intern is trying to give us a lesson on the Pope. The Pope. The Pippa the Papa the Pope. The Pippa the Papa. I'm the Pope. The Pippa the Papa.
Vinny Vici.
Luigi. I'm the Pope. Pippa the Papa.
I was telling that to earlier, the dopest part of his job is when he gets to ride around a fish tank all day.
That is the best part of the job.
Miming it up.
That's it. That's all he does.
In his glass box.
Yeah. And he gets a private plane. He has a private helicopter.
Jets. I don't know what he does, though. He doesn't make any laws. He doesn't make any rules. He
got in-house
tells you how to live, and big deal.
His job is to keep everything going smooth.
What's everything?
Up and down little kids' bodies with their hands.
He be putting out hits and shit. That guy.
That's what he does.
Sends out hits.
The guy comes, his right hand man comes in. Oh, Pope of the Peep of the Pop. The American Pope touch the kid again. He's like, you go kill that guy.
He has no accent. He's just Godfather or whatever.
He's fucking Polish, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Polish. I don't know how a Polish person talks. He's good. You kill that guy for me. Okay, Peepy the Pop, how do we want to kill him with the pizza pepperoni?
Sound like a fucking character from Cars 2. The little Italiano.
Oh, Latin McQueen. So yeah, that's just how that's the Pope.
That went well.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. To do his bidding.
Well, somebody told me that when he retired or announced his retirement, lightning struck the Vatican.
Yeah, apparently hit it like twice.
I saw the video of that.
You know what I was talking to my wife about? I'm not saying I don't believe in God, because I do. But do you realize that there are technologies around that you could, like, make that happen? Do you not think the Vatican has the money to make that happen? Like, to create that and put it in the dome and make it happen? So fucking religious.
Why not just take a piece of old footage of the Vatican getting struck by lightning and say that's when it happened?
Well, this is what people said they saw it.
They're liars.
Why are you going to show footage? Oh, hey, the lightning struck.
Oh, crap. Here comes the intern.
The same people that saw that are the same people that saw Loch Ness and saw
Interns here. Interns here.
Oh, shit. Here it comes.
We got footage from our intern. Live footage.
Light blue skies. Uh-huh. Lightning just hits.
Yep. I don't know. Those are blue skies. They're black skies.
I'm just saying that there's plenty of technology in place to make that happen.
I've never... Who? You have a weather creator somewhere? Now you have nothing to say.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's his sign. He had to get out. Get out. God was telling him to get out.
Wait, what'd you say?
So it's pointless to argue with you simpletons. I'm pretty sure you can make that happen.
Uh-huh.
They didn't make it rain, motherfucker. They make lightning strike.
I think that's more difficult.
No.
With rain, you can just hide behind a fence with a hose.
Somebody's in the clouds. A fire truck planes up there sprinkling.
No, because you know how you got the planes that do the fire and they drop the water? You could do that if you have like a stealth, no one can hear it. But how can you make lightning? You can't make lightning.
I'm telling you, you can make it.
Well, explain it to me then.
didn't take science in school. That's this little metal ball.
That's it. That's all you got for. Oh, shit, you're going off something you could buy at Spencer's Gift and put your hand on and
lightning. No. Where there's a metal ball on one side and a metal ball on top and it creates continuum.
Okay, now, I can hear you. Where's the other metal ball in the sky?
There's already electricity in the atmosphere when clouds are above.
Okay.
Dick. So all you need is something on the other side of it to make it happen.
Like, that's why electricity struck that point.
You know how big that... Nothing.
I don't give a fuck.
You know how big that ball would have to be?
I'm just saying, if you wanted to be like, oh, everybody believe in this, make lightning strike twice, not once. It's official.
No, it was only once.
I heard it was twice.
It was once. It was twice? I see it was fake. Yeah.
Not only once, but twice. Okay?
That shit was not legit.
That's my view.
The only legit thing I've ever seen in my life... Seriously?
Didn't your dad get struck by lightning?
Yeah. One of the legit things I've ever seen in my life, and you guys can probably feel the same way, was MC Hammer.
He was too legit.
Totally. Thank you.
Too legit to quit.
And you can't get any more legit than MC Hammer. Nope. Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Hey!
Best part of the song. Best part
it's
of
It's on
song.
The Addams Family, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
Because then it shows up.
That was stupid.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, you again.
You can make that shit happen.
All right. Hey, you know, thanks for your science. Hey, Bill Nye.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Bill Nye, the science guy. Hey, how do you feel about Girls
Gone Wild?
You know,
I'm going to dedicate a weekend to making that shit happen.
Oh, what were you saying about that?
What do you think about Girls Gone Wild?
Listen, lightning struck twice at his place, too.
I could never jerk off to Girls Gone Wild anyway, so I can fuck less.
They went bankrupt.
You know what I said?
Yeah,
I couldn't jerk off to Girls Gone Wild, so I can fuck less.
Wait, so you can fuck less now because of that?
So I don't give a fuck less.
Oh, you don't get. Oh, okay. I thought because of the videos, you got impotent.
No.
And you could fuck less now.
No.
Because you jerk yourself off to the max.
It was no use to me.
Okay.
I couldn't jerk off to them. Sorry.
Got you. Well, no, that's probably why they went broke.
I'm not going to lie, though. The late night infomercials when I was younger. Yep.
They showed way too much in those.
Oh, they showed a lot.
You're like.
It was like 1:30 in the morning, though. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to be up.
Well, it's not that. It's, they showed way too much in those commercials.
And it was like on Channel 4.
Way too many, you mean?
No. They showed. The commercials were like the whole video with black boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, why am I going to order this?
Some of them didn't have black boxes. They cut a couple nipples in there.
Oh, you are horrible.
Oh, don't you talk to me. Don't you talk to me about jerking off.
You guys know who Anastasia the singer is?
Who?
Anastasia. She's a singer. Pop singer. She's
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
She's pretty familiar. Famous. Blonde chick, her name is Anastasia.
She died or
something? I think she's from
Australia.
What
happened to her?
She has cancer.
Oh,
she's rich anyway.
While having cancer?
What?
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 I don't know. What are you trying to say about her? What do I care if she has cancer?
She has big boobs.
Booby cancer?
She sucks at singing.
Is that
why she got cancer?
I hope she gets,
end her career?
I just hope she gets. I hope the cancer she got was throat cancer, bitch.
And another spin around today on the show. A bunch of heartless fucks.
I'm just saying, if you can get any kind of cancer, what kind
this
of
this guy here is arguing with me about the lightning strikes.
What are you
fake,
asking?
But he'll wish throat
you
cancer
had,
on
you
a bitch.
Could get any kind of cancer, what kind of cancer would you want
said,
her to have, or would you want you to get?
You. If you're going to give cancer to somebody, you're going to give them some pretty messed up stuff. Oh, shit, he's giving me cancer right
you
now.
You have Parkinson's? Michael J. Fox ended up over there?
Cancer.
Brain cancer.
That's cancer. That's from South Park. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't think I saw that.
Terrence
episode.
And Phillip.
It was, what's the guy's name? No, it's the bad guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Hate.
The guy who looked
Bob,
like he got stabbed in the face with a screwdriver?
No, the other guy. The other guy they hate. Damn it. Anyway. Yeah,
Google that.
Yeah, Google that. Google my nuts.
Google this.
Let's take a break here. We've covered everything we can on this segment, from cancer to popes to lightning. So
I can make lightning shoot out of my ass.
Congratulations.
After your appendix.
I'll show you on the break. Panda to the rescue.
Oh, I don't want to see that. TwoGuysRadio.com. We'll be right back after this.
Don't go nowhere.
No, because we'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsors. Two Guys Radio, where anything can happen.
This is your captain speaking. Tuck your head between your legs, because we're going down. But on a positive note, Two Guys Radio is streaming right now. Unfortunately, you won't get to enjoy it, but other people will. TwoGuysRadio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I'm looking for a ride, I want a ride that can do whatever I want it to do. Like a Land Rover, 4x4 in luxury, nice and comfortable. Take a honey in there and beat it up, know what I mean? Land Rover's a proud sponsor of Two Guys Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
TwoGuysRadio.com, back on the air.
You know, Velociraptors are extinct. I want a Velociraptor.
But you just answered your own question. They're extinct.
But I want one.
How are you going to get one? Right.
Science.
Are you gonna
I'm going to find Jurassic Science. Park.
Are you going to find a mosquito? Lightning.
No, I'm going to find Jurassic Park. I know it's real.
You know where it's at?
It's in Hawaii.
Universal Studios.
Oh.
Yeah.
They made it easier for me.
Yes.
Let's go collect me a Triceratops. I'll be on my way.
Thought you wanted a Velociraptor.
Yeah, I thought you wanted a raptor.
I never saw a raptor there.
But a raptor,
I've seen a T-Rex, a Triceratops, and a long neck.
That's he's there.
A long neck. That's the name of the long neckosaurus?
You know what they call them?
What's
long,
the long neck?
The one with the huge neck, like
yeah,
a giraffe?
What are they called?
It's a brontosaurus?
Do you know what the fuck it's called, smart ass?
I just told you.
I will Google that shit.
Google
and if it's
it.
Wrong,
I just told
I
you.
Hit you
brontosaurus.
In the nuts.
If it comes up and says longosaurus? Long neckosaurus?
Long dick saurus?
Nutso's gonna
in
suck
your, mouth,
your dick.
Bitch.
Wait. You say long dick saurus in your mouth? This show only gets worse as it evolves. So you're going to look that up? You're going to Google it?
Googling it right now.
Why don't you Google it on your little mini pad?
I don't know how to use that.
It's not old enough to Google it.
I don't know how to use that shit.
You don't know how to use it.
What did you say the name was?
A brontosaurus. Brontosaurus, right? Brontosaurus. Mm-hmm.
It's a apatosaurus.
Let me see that. Show it to me. Show it to me.
No, I didn't find it. He's making shit up.
Nobody can read.
Where's a long neckosaurus?
Hey, I'm going off when I was watching. What the fuck is that shit called when I was little? With the little characters and shit.
Sesame Street.
No, they called the dinosaurs long necks.
He's talking about the comedy. No.
The actual cartoon when I was little. The Land Before Time.
The Land Before Time. And they called it the long neckosaurus.
That's what they called it.
So you're telling me that the main character in that movie was a long neckosaurus?
And did I say saurus, bitch? I said long neck.
It was a beer?
Wait, I thought you were talking about that.
Is it Bud Light or Budweiser?
I thought you were talking about that. Remember that comedy with the dinosaurs? The sitcom?
Oh, dinosaurs.
Was it
the
called
baby.
Dinosaurs?
It's called Dinosaurs.
That one was fun.
Oh, it's called Dinosaurs. The fucking.
Fun. Because remember
the baby in the high chair.
Remember the neighbor was a long neck. He only comes through the
side. Oh, he was a long neck, too. He's fucking
long
got you to buy
five.
This shit.
I'll keep it short
hey,
and sweet.
That's pretty good.
You know what I was talking about.
You have mind control. Well, you just convinced him that it's called a long neck. So you have mind control. That's pretty good.
You're a long neck, you giraffe motherfucker.
And I believe the Vatican has set that lightning up.
I can't
find it?
I
can't
suck.
Why did you not? Look up Brontosaurus.
Bronchitis?
You know what? I'll look it up.
What if a Brontosaurus did get throat cancer?
Long neck. Wait, long neck dinosaur.
That's what I looked up. And I got apatosaurus.
Right there he is, fool.
Yeah.
Right there.
What kind of saurus did you get?
He's a
beast.
Cancer.
You say saurus?
It's the Brachiosaurus. The Brachiosaurus, over 75 feet long and 40 feet tall.
What would you call it?
So they're called what? AKA long neck, right? Is that what it says?
It says long necks, also known as a Brachiosaurus. That's what everything I saw on there said.
Brachiosaurus.
It didn't say Brachiosaurus, though.
Was a huge sauropod dinosaur. In your face, bitch. And it's funny, I like throw that at him like I knew that. I just read it.
It's on the internet. Must be legit.
Yeah, I knew that when I was in high school. Teacher's like, can you read a chapter, blah, blah? George Washington was the first president. In your face, bitch.
Call on me like I don't know. I don't know where we're at right now.
Yeah. I know shit. I know things.
Fucking teacher. Teach that.
Teach that, bitch. I'm out. Where are you going? Presidents. Presidents.
President, the principal.
The principal. Why? Because my diploma.
I learned stuff. I'm out.
I'm teaching you. You ain't teaching me shit.
Then what did the teacher say? First, you have to pass some class. Oh, shit. I can't pass high school.
So I'm guessing you're of some type of race that we were
black.
Speaking of earlier.
Are they serving fried chicken for lunch?
Whoa.
You're taking it all way another level there, bro.
Wow.
The swimming is But when you want to bring up chicken and watermelon, that's like, oh, shit.
That is wrong.
I never said watermelon.
Oh, you said watermelon?
I didn't say watermelon.
Oh, my bad. He just my said bad. Did I add that?
Yes. You said watermelon jello shots?
Oh, shit. Yeah, very good.
What's the best breakfast for a black kid before he goes to school?
Fruit Loops?
Nope. Chicken waffles.
Oh, Roscoe's. Chicken waffles. I had those at IHOP. Roscoe's. Not that good.
What's the best breakfast for a Mexican kid?
Beans and rice.
I really don't have an answer. I'm just. I would. How would you? No.
Eggs. Tapatio.
Chorizo.
The best one for Mexican kid. Mommy, make me breakfast. Go to school.
That's it. That's the breakfast.
Yeah.
Smack in the face.
Wow.
Daddy, I need money. I need to set up for school lunch.
Get
you
a job.
You need an education, or you need a job. I have one more lawnmower, an available shift this afternoon.
2 to 4. You got that? 2 to 4.
Man, oh man. So yeah.
And the long necks prevail.
Mm-hmm. You won.
The long necks.
The guest
prevail,
is just
bitch.
Not looking good.
Mm.
You go to anybody on the streets,
huh?
You be like, "Hey, you know the dinosaur?" It's called a long neck is, and I guarantee you they'll tell you what the fuck that is. You ask them what a brontosaurus is, I don't even know how to fuck say that. They would be like,
You don't even know how to say anonymous.
Anonymous?
You have one extra letter.
What are you talking about?
Okay, say it again.
Anonymous?
Okay. It's anonymous. Damn it, now I'm saying like you.
Mind control.
I'm fucking good. I'm fucking good, bro. I'm fucking shit up right now. Anonymous. Go ahead, say it for me. There you go, I got a little theme going on. Anonymous.
It's anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous?
Because you're turning that N into an M.
That's what you're doing.
Oh. You're
turning
doing
a second N into
anonymous.
An M.
Anonymous?
You were saying anonymous.
Anonymous.
A sea anemone.
A sea anemone. There's another word you keep saying all the time, too, on the show that you fuck up.
It's a... Coincidentally,
coincidental.
I say coincidental. Yeah, so
you say what?
I say it's coincidental.
Coincidental?
Yeah, like coincidentally.
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 Could you use that in a sentence, please?
Coincidentally.
Coincidentally, my dick happens to be bigger than yours. Use that in the wrong sense.
An anonymous source.
So
and it was a long neck.
That my dick is a long neck.
No penis is a brontosaurus. All it is, when you go to Jurassic Park, they're like, we're here. Why is this one guy standing on the field? That's all we have now. Whip out your brontosaurus!
Go, gadget dick.
He's like, mine doesn't reach the trees, it reaches the grass.
Boom!
He goes, you know, shit's so heavy, gravity just keeps on pulling it down.
I have a runny nose.
What'd you guys
hot in here?
It is hot in here.
These two here, like cave people. I come over here all the time, sweating my
like
ass.
Dwellers,
just chilling.
Cave dwellers.
Just chilling. Same thing when I went to the house in the bay. It's all nice as fuck outside. It's all bundled up, no windows open, sweating my ass off. Getting a little aroma coming out the pits.
But that's true. Even in L.A., we're fucking all the drapes are down. It's like, shh, don't tell nobody we got a cat. Close all the fucking blinds.
You don't.
The cat's a ninja.
You don't talk about the cat.
You don't talk about.
Talking about Boogie.
Forgot about Boogie's name.
Boogie. Boogie.
You don't fuck with Boogie Bones Jones, bro.
The landscaper's coming by. Close the drapes. The cat's out.
The cat's
as long as he's not a career landscaper, we're safe.
You know, it wouldn't be the cat is out of the bag. It'd be the cat is out of the box.
Oh!
Hey-o!
And on that note, we'll take a break.
Thank you.
The
two guys.
The lightning bolt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, our intern's opening
intern.
Her mouth. TwoGuysRadio.com. We'll be right back after this.
I'm gonna last all night, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's that?
Sorry.
Pregnant again, asshole.
I'm sorry.
If you just would have used Trojans, you wouldn't have to worry about being pregnant or the pull-out method. Trojan Condoms, proud sponsors of TwoGuysRadio.com.
Now, WWE is a proud sponsor of Two Guys Radio. Make sure to catch Monday Night Raw, Thursday Night SmackDown, Wednesday Night Beatdowns, and Friday Night Sissy Fights on WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment Station. Proud sponsors of Two Guys Radio, Netso and Chuck.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Netso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
Ready to go.
Did you just touch my cock?
Died on my box.
I've never felt a brontosaurus.
Did you touch my long neck? And we're back after Double Dutch Rudder and some long necks.
That thing's extinct as well. I don't know if when was the last time you saw that fucking thing.
This guy here with his jokes. Fucking gas. Wow. Go home and shoot
so
myself.
So welcome back. Are you walking
to church's
back,
office?
You welcome us back.
You know when you fucking, huh? You know when your dick disappears and all you can see is the tip of your toes, it's a problem. But then when your toes disappear, it's a really big problem.
I can see
maybe
my toes.
Maybe you should work on that.
I can see my toes.
Yeah, well, that's true. When your toes disappear, it's
when
a really big problem.
Disappear.
I would imagine I have no legs if my toes.
Well, no. If your toes if you can't see your toes.
You got so big, you can't see your feet. Oh my God, I got no feet!
I must have no legs!
How am I standing?
I'm floating! The trick is when you get fat, you look like a blob, so you float like a ghost.
Like Slimer?
Is that
big round fucking ball?
People chasing ass around me like Ghostbusters.
What do I do? Do I go to your house and you're shivering, sweating in bed with a gun pointed at the bathroom door?
Just waiting. I have no legs!
Shoot!
Bang!
I just figured because he said you can't see your toes, it's because you were blocked by something else.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah. High five, look it up.
But then I was like, my long neck is extinct. It never comes out anymore.
That's a good one. Welcome to the show. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic.
Two guys, radio, and a guest. And we're talking about, our guest has a topic. He doesn't seem to like a certain Canadian rapper.
And he's Canadian.
And he's Canadian himself. He hates on his own people.
I think, no,
is that
I
what
hate
Canadians
on that
do?
One because he's fucking
what?
Pathetic.
Is that what Canadians do?
Yeah, they hate on each other. What's up?
Canadians are the most friendliest people on the planet.
You don't seem to be that friendly. You're talking shit about my weight and my dick. No, friendly you are.
Us Canadians.
No, it's
are
not.
So
look,
nice.
It's not that I'm not
we're
being
so friendly.
Friendly.
You're so fat you can't see your feet, little boy.
I'm trying to be polite about telling you there's a problem.
Okay, so go ahead. Let us know your problem with this Canadian.
Can't see his dick.
No,
I'm not Canadian.
Wow.
That might be a problem for some. I'm glad that we can clarify that.
That was perfect timing. Talk about the Canadian. You can't see his dick.
Okay.
Now, why do you hate Drake so much? Because you can't see
his dick? Is that what it is? You mad at him? He doesn't know where he's putting it at? Can't see it?
I like that. I don't like Drake. Why?
Because he can't see his dick. It's fucking absurd.
Is it because you can't see it? Is that why?
He never pulls it out for me.
Oh. Intern, what are you doing?
This just in. Canadians can't see their dicks.
Oh, that was classic. That was classic. So go ahead, now, what's Canadian do you hate and for what reason?
Look at him taking a deep breath.
Yep. He's like, okay, don't
like
penis,
that.
Don't
excuse me.
I'm sorry,
that
I didn't mean to stick it in there.
That talentless, worthless Drake. That's the most overrated rapper ever. What do you think, Chuck?
I want him to show me his
you
dick.
You like him. You want to show him your dick?
I want him to show me his dick.
Who started from the bottom? Dick. Did you start from the bottom?
I saw the fucking video.
What?
From
what?
The bottom? The video?
Are you drunk?
What did you just ask me?
That song, Started from the Bottom.
Yeah, what about it?
Do you like that song?
He likes that song.
Yeah, like, I like the beat.
That's the only thing I like
about
it. I don't like it for his rap.
The beat's pretty dope. And then the version of the song I like is somebody freestyling over his beat.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video.
That's so fucking retarded.
Like, is there partying?
He's walking on the outside of a Mercedes while it rolls down the street and it's snowing. And he's walking alongside it rapping, right? Looks like he's having a seizure because he can't dance for shit, even though he's half black. Is he half black or is he black?
He's half black.
He
half
has
black?
To be half black. He
his
says
mom's
nigga.
White, I think.
He doesn't know what? The black side. He says nigga all the time.
No, his mom is white.
He's got to be black.
He says nigga all the time. He can't
no,
get
no, his
that.
Mom is white because, you know, those black guys, they love the white women, man.
And he doesn't even know his black side of the family.
Well, what's dope, if you watch the damn video...
I don't watch videos.
He's watching alongside his stupid beat, right?
Yeah. Videos.
And it almost looks like he's a bitch that got kicked out of the car. Like, babe, just get inside. It's snowing. Just get in. I'll take you home.
No, I'm a fucker on the bottom. Wait, so there's nobody in the car?
I don't think so.
He's ghost riding the whip.
So how do you stole it. He didn't lock his keys in the car.
Yeah, how do you know he didn't get out and forget
that's
to
why
put
he's
it
flipping
in.
Out and doing a stupid yeah. little dance.
He's like, somebody help! Help!
It's fucking snowing and I'm outside.
Can't fucking get in!
He's like, is that Drake? Yeah, don't. He's
good. Don't bother. He's good. Let him go. Let him go.
The kids are looking out the window of the house.
Honey, that's Drake. No. Shh. He can't see his penis.
That's why he's freaking
just,
out.
Just leave him alone. He just realized it.
He's having a seizure dance. He's doing the Harlem Shake.
Yep. And it's just dumb because this whole rap is about how he started from the bottom and now the team's all here. That guy didn't start from the bottom of nothing.
What do you mean?
He yeah. has acting money.
He wasn't always on Degrassi.
He's on there long enough to be Coach Jimmy.
You know, he was on. He was in a couple. He was also in a couple of movies.
Really? Canadian movies?
You ever seen that movie, Charlie Bartlett?
No. Yeah, I saw that.
He's in that movie.
I didn't realize.
He's
that.
A student.
Is he paraplegic?
He only has like one line though. He comes on like the bathroom stall.
He's like, "What's up?"
Was he jerking off?
No.
While taking an order for soda?
No. He was one in the stall, and he's like, "Hey, he's like, Charlie Baltimore. Baltimore. What's his name? Charlie Bartlett."
Uh-huh.
He plays like a psychiatrist in school, the student. Like, he's helping kids out.
He's a counselor.
And he says, you know, what seems to be your problem? Can't see my penis.
This is lying.
He's like, well, did you start from the bottom? I did. I looked all the way up.
And nothing. Now I'm at the top.
Now the team's all here, and they can't see my penis either.
That's perfect.
And I locked my keys in the car. Yep. Can you help me out there, Charlie?
On that note, I think we'll end the show with that song.
No. Another song that's really stupid. It's on the radio.
Started from
is
the bottom.
Is Macklemore. Why is that song on the radio?
That's funny. That's
horrible.
A good song.
Is that about Thrift Shop?
That smells song. Like
what?
That song is
what?
A whole.
It was 99 cents!
That song is a parody.
On what?
I like it. I listen to it.
What do you mean on
it's
what?
A parody of.
How do you know it's a parody?
Isn't a parody
what if that guy's like dead serious?
Something?
Okay, he's making fun of.
What if he's like dead serious? That's his life. And you're just telling it's
have
a parody.
Have you ever heard the album? The album's not very good.
No, of course not.
I would imagine.
He's got another heist.
I would
heist.
Imagine that his album's
the
not
second
very good.
Track is
listen
good.
Listen to
though.
His song?
But that, yeah.
Listen, the
what,
song
what,
sucks.
What? The fun song is funny.
What?
That's what I mean. What? It's when
but
you
I like to
it,
beat. I just, not when I like to beat. Cause it's like a New Orleans jazz thing
bow,
going on.
Bow. Go ahead. Do that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
I got $20 in my pocket.
Best part of that video is that fat chick singing the hook.
Well,
seriously,
it's like you say. Ahead. It's a funny song.
$20
when you hear
in
it,
my pocket.
When you hear it, you just like the video's hilarious. That's what I'm saying.
When he's got the onesie on and the raccoon hat.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I think it's funny when he goes, "Had a broken keyboard. I'm about a broken keyboard. Scored some shit. Fucking scored, man."
That's what I'm saying. It's a funny song.
I bought a broken keyboard.
But it's on every
and
major.
And then I bought a keyboard.
It's on every major station in regular rotation. It's like, what?
So the fuck what? The fucking Gangnam Style was on the fucking regular rotation.
Gangnam Style. Yeah, but that was in Korean. I didn't understand it.
He's saying fuck America.
So it's okay. It's okay. You can't understand.
You can't deplict his lyrics to say it's shit because we don't understand what the fuck he's
exactly.
saying. So it's cool.
I can't go, oh, well, maybe this song's about this or that. But
maybe.
It's about Gangnam Style.
Hey.
Sexy
ladies.
Nope. Show's over.
Gangnam Style.
When we're starting to actually sing Gundam.
Can I shake my dick over your face like in the video?
Well, do we have an elevator?
We can make one.
We can make one.
Right there.
I'll stand on the top of the shelf right there and I'll fall through.
Not even that. Just squat down. Act like it's an elevator.
Teabag him.
There you go.
Dip.
It'll be dip.
You know, I've noticed.
Dip.
Adding a third person to the show.
Not so style.
Our show went totally gay. That's all.
Today?
I kind of went gay rap.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. We don't discriminate, do we?
No.
What do you guys feel?
Hey, there
about?
Was a win for the gays today.
There was a win for the gays today, remember? The gays got
that's
a
direct
win.
Quote from the news
from
channel.
The news.
A win what? From the gays.
What? Why'd they win?
Because they took a poll in California and 61%
say poll and gay in the same sentence.
61% of the people said they approved gay marriage. I love how they're celebrating a fictional poll.
Wait,
what?
Poll. If it ever
wait,
made
this
it.
This was not a real poll?
Yeah.
No.
It's still exciting
we
to know
we won
that we're
anyway!
Supporting.
Break out the champagne!
Chess hands!
Fabulous! Now who's coming over to my house to watch Glee? Come on,
fellas. Oh, shit. So. Unicorns and rainbows.
Mm-hmm. You guys like that Drake guy? He's okay. Why can't I see his penis?
He started from the bottom, now he's here.
He likes my bottom?
Oh.
This is out of hand. This is out. So what's our message? What's our wrap up of the day? What'd you learn, Chuck? What'd you learn? Wait, damn it! There's two Chucks.
Gays one.
What did you learn for the whole show today?
You're gonna fake somebody's murder and make sure there's change all over the car.
Fair enough. I like that one.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. If you fake their murder.
If you fake.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you fake the accident, their accidental death, make sure there's change everywhere.
No matter the situation.
No matter what kind of accident it was.
You know, like you sprinkle crack on people? You sprinkle some change on them.
She tripped over her cat.
She hit a
change.
She hit a fucking piggy bank on her way down. Is that better?
Smashed her over the head with a piggy bank.
That bitch hit a piggy
bank. Change everywhere.
I gave that bitch the money shot for the last time.
I came home, I found her in the kitchen floor dead. Sure, she has bullet wounds. And there's change everywhere!
Seems pretty legit, right?
She must have fallen on the bullets.
My guess is the guy was trying to rob her in the kitchen for the money she had.
She didn't want to give it up. So he shot her, and then the piggy bank fell on her face.
So what do you guys say? Innocent? Even Steven? I'm good to go, right?
Even Steven? We're good, right? We're good.
Can I just make a donation to the police charity or something?
Just take all the change. You can have it.
You guys must feel bad for me. I'm a gay football player. So there we go. That's our show. That's our wrap-up. Thanks for retiring, Pope. And we're out. Two Guys Radio.
JazzHands.com.
Make sure to look up all our podcasts on iTunes.com. Two Guys Radio.